G'day, it's Lee Simon here. Over the last couple of weeks, Guns N' Roses drummer Steve Adler has been touring the country and Triple M. Welcome to the jungle. In this Steve Adler full-on raw and uncut special, we'll hear Steve get a little blue with Sydney's Grill Team.
The F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's such a terrible word.
He'll talk about the effects of excess with Melbourne's Hot Breakfast.
I took about 100 Valium.
100 Valium.
Shot up 3/4 of a gram of heroin. And drank liters of Jägermeister.
He'll give us the story behind one of Motley Crue's greatest songs with Classic Rock Digital's Iron Maiden.
I dragged him into the shower with a broken hand, a cast on my hand.
And we'll find out what trouble he's managed to get up to on his recent tour.
She woke up at 1:30, heard the fire trucks and says, "What has he done now?"
But first, Steve talks to Ugly Phil about how it all began.
Steve Adler, welcome to Triple M, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, handsome Phil. It's an honor to be here.
You know what? You could do a cartoon dog, man. Seriously.
It's the salt you put in my teeth.
Seriously.
You rock and rollers are crazy.
That's a dog's voice in a cartoon called Salty the Dog.
Salty the Dog.
There he is. There's a lot of fate moments with you and with Guns N' Roses and with you and Slash as well, because you were telling me you walked down the street, you saw a flyer with Axl on it, and you went, this is going to be the guy, right?
Yeah. Well, we're walking down Sunset Boulevard during the 80s, they would pass out a lot of flyers, all the bands. And there was this one flyer that was so cheaply made, and it stood out. These guys look really cool. Let's go check them out. And we went to see him at Gazzari's, and I told Sasha, if we get that singer and that guitar player and a kick-ass bass player, we're going to have the best band ever. I ended up meeting Axl and Izzy the next day.
Well, you know what? When Appetite came out, it was just amazing. It blew everybody away because it was with all of the hair and the glam of Sunset Strip hair metal thing. It had a real sort of punk rock feel.
It had disco. It had a country, a queenish opera kind of thing. Every one of our influences were different. Appetite for Destruction is what happened. We were thinking, yes, we want to make money. We want a tour bus. And we want to start touring the world. And we want to start using the back of the tour bus as a sex machine. The funny part about Appetite for Destruction is Axl never came to rehearsals. So
really?
We couldn't afford a PA or a place that had one. I didn't even know what the lyrics were until the record came out.
Wow.
You know, we would do live shows and you could hear a little here and a little there. But when the record came out, I was like, holy crap. Axl's amazing. This is great.
What about Sweet Child of Mine with the amazing guitar intro?
The guitar thing was funny. You know, the dee, 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 dee. We were just messing around in the studio, and Slash was doing like this circus kind of, you know, I said, dude, that sounds so cool. Try that in a different way. Immediately went, I was like, dude, that's brilliant. I said, we got to use it. And we did, and it worked.
Man, I can't wait to hear the album played in its entirety. Catch Steve Adler in Brisbane this Saturday at the Back Room, 170 Russell in Melbourne next Friday, and next Saturday, Max Watts in Sydney with me as the guest DJ. Thanks so much for coming into Triple M, mate.
Thank you.
Now, he said that Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood was written by Slash and Duff. Nikki used to go around with a little recorder and record songs and then rip them off. Can you shed any light whatsoever? Because you were there.
Not whatsoever. Not whatsoever. Nikki is a genius. He is one step ahead of everybody, but he didn't steal nothing from nobody. He's a freaking genius. I was hanging out with him and John Five on Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving, and I'm telling you, he is the sharpest person I've ever met. And he's just the greatest guy.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
He ruled the 80s. He ran the 80s. Everything that he did, every band did after he did it.
Mm. With Adler's Appetite, your own side project.
The only thing in Dr. Feelgood is that when they see that Kickstart My Heart song.
Yeah.
He wrote it about that. The paramedics took that syringe and did that Pulp Fiction thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. I dragged them into the shower with a broken hand, a cast on my hand. And I dragged him in the shower, and I rolled him in. I put the cold water on him, shower, and I started slapping him in the face with my cast. And the next thing you know, the purple in his face, it just went, just disappeared. And then right then, the paramedics came in, and they grabbed him out of the shower like a rag doll, dropped him in the living room, and they just pumped his chest with their hands.
Wow.
And that was it. But he got a hell of a good song out of it. It is entertainment, you know, after all.
What the hell is that crap you just played?
Hey, Stephen Adler is with us.
Jesus Christ.
Remember the last time you were here at a Calder, Stephen? That was the first time he actually played a drum solo. It was actually at Calder. And hello to all those people still trying to get home from that concert 20 years ago.
Yes,
That's true. That was your first drum solo, was it?
That was my very first drum solo live. This time around, I'm going to be doing more drum solos.
Fantastic.
After the last few decades, I'm kind of getting the hang of it. I just finally got the hang of timing. Okay, because I had no time. You play Appetite for Destruction, and you can't keep a time, you know, a metronome to it. It's all feel. It's all timing.
All out there.
The producer pushed play and said, "Okay, whenever you guys are ready, go." And what you heard is what you get. And it's great because I can point out little mistakes I made. That's how I know that when I was done playing and I left the studio, that somebody else didn't come in and play my part.
That was you.
Because you can't mess up. Like, you can't mess these parts up.
Hey, Steve, I want to just go back to the early days. You were riding your skateboard in Hollywood as a kid going to school.
Like most kids do, yes.
You fell off, and a kid was walking past by the name of Saul Hudson, later to be known as Slash. That's how you guys met.
Saul. You know, it's funny, back in the days, it was no big deal. You didn't wear shoulder, elbow pads or helmets or anything. And I was at this elementary school where kids hung out, after school. The older kids hung out, the cool kids. And I went up the little ramp, and I fell right on my head. And my buddy Slash says, "Hey, dude, you okay?" And I was all, "Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I still have brain damage from, not wearing a helmet." Hey, it was a good 7-foot drop, okay?
Unbelievable stuff.
Kids' heads were stronger back then.
Deanna is your mother who's with us, and she has written a book here. It is called Sweet Child of Mine, How I Lost My Son to Guns N' Roses. You asked me yesterday at the footy to read from the back cover, and I'll read it this morning if I can, guys. It says, Deanna, welcome to you this morning, first of all. "My darkest fears exploded when I found Stephen in the center of the bathroom floor, naked, his body bent at an impossible angle. He was soaked in a pool of blood and mucus, his face smashed beyond recognition. I reached for my son and almost slipped on some pebbles strewn across the tile floor. Then I realized they were Stephen's teeth. I dropped to my knees, crying hysterically. I heard a groan, then, Ma." When you hear those words that came out of your mouth, Deanna, what do you feel these days?
My heart is broken when I hear that. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to read the book. It's something that happened years ago. And
now that you talked about it, you got out of your system by doing the book.
my son just whispered to me, "When you finish writing the book, you got it out of your system." I mean, my God. Let me talk, for God's sake.
Gosh darn it, too early.
Take us through being a mother and your son getting into music. Suddenly he's in the biggest rock and roll band in the world, and you're seeing his life sort of falling apart in front of you as a heroin addict and everything that was associated with it.
To be honest, we didn't believe that he was on heroin. We didn't believe he was on drugs.
Denial effect.
Yeah, it was denial, complete denial. When we would read stories in the magazines, the rock magazines, or I would just say, "Well, Stephen told me bad publicity is better than no publicity, so this is not true." So
occasionally it's true, not every time.
It is true, but we didn't want to believe it. Yeah. Like you said, we were in complete denial for years and years and years, and I just was just very hard for a mother to see her son like that. In fact, we hardly ever saw Stephen, because he didn't want us to know that he was on these hard drugs. So he kind of disappeared from our life for a long time.
You've got three sons, Deanna. Was there a moment when there was a little bit of euphoria? Your son's in the biggest rock and roll band in the world. He's making all this money. He's a rock star. Life's great. Did that last for a while? Or was it, hey, he's in Guns N' Roses and we think he's spiraling out of control? How long a lag time between those two events?
When he was making a lot of money.
And going well, and you thought this is great.
Well, it's still going well for him.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
It was like when she would go to work.
Oh,
before I started taking care of her, and all of a sudden people would be coming into her work going, aren't you that Stephen Adler's mother? And then all of a sudden, the boss is all, you can't work here anymore. People are coming in, not ordering food. They just want your autograph.
No.
Everything was going great. And, of course, my whole family was proud.
Yep.
Up to the 90s. The 90s sucked. Screw you, 90s.
And what happened? So, Deanna, tell us about the 90s.
No, I will tell you one thing.
Read the book.
I will tell you one thing. Where am I? What's going on? Stop it. Well,
what's going on is social idiots. Road cop hits.
Okay. Stephen's there just reading the paper for us.
When I was working in the restaurant, I was a waitress for 31 years. And when Stephen Guns N' Roses got famous, people would come into restaurants just to see who I was. And they always said the same thing. Mrs. Adler, why are you working here? Doesn't Stephen take care of you? I didn't want to say anything negative, but I said, I work here because I enjoy it. What am I going to do, stay home and do nothing? But in reality, at that time, he wasn't taking care of me, and he wasn't doing anything to me, for me. We hardly talked, but I didn't want anybody to know that. I didn't want anybody to know that my son doesn't talk to me here. He's in one of the biggest rock bands in the world, and he doesn't talk to us. It's wrong.
Deanna, yesterday at the football, you broke down on stage. Now, you've told this story a lot of times now, but it still hit you on Mother's Day. What was it that got the tears welled up in your eyes yesterday?
Because I remember what it was like. And I don't mean to cry, but I can't help it. It was very hard for me.
Take us into the day that you found your son on the ground that I just read out.
Yeah, I can make her
cry.
Eddie, you want me to cry?
I'll pretend I'm on a current affair. I'll come and stand on your foot as well, okay? No, but don't want me to cry. But just take us into this, because we've been talking the last week on this show about the effects of drugs on people, particularly family. And we'd just like to get that perspective from you. As Darce said before, how big everything was around you.
He keeps whispering in my ear.
I don't know what he's saying. It's like you've got your own lawyer in the studio.
I don't know what he's saying. Don't say this. Don't say that.
Plead the fifth on this one.
What was it like to have a son? Is that what you said?
No, I'm just saying that whole situation.
What?
That whole situation when it was at its bottom there, when you had to get in and you picked your son up on that floor that day. What was it like for you to walk in and realize, as you said, you're in denial, suddenly you can't deny it anymore?
Yes, I after that, I couldn't deny it. But there were many times when I would go over to see him. Let me tell you a quick story, okay? I would call him up every day, and half the time he wouldn't even answer the phone because he was on drugs. He was stoned. So I call him up one day, and he doesn't answer the phone. And I had a feeling in my heart, there's something wrong here. So I keep calling and calling and calling. Finally, and I didn't want to go over to the house because I was afraid to. And he only lived like 15, 20 minutes from me. So finally, the next morning, he answers the phone. Finally. And I said, Stephen, what happened? You didn't answer the phone all day yesterday, all night. What's wrong? What happened? He says, you know what, Ma? And this is a true story. He says, I took a bottle of Valium and I took about 100 Valium,
shot up 3/4 of a gram of heroin, and drank liters of Jägermeister, and had the best 8 hours sleep of my life.
Yeah, that's what he says to me. I had the best 8 hours sleep I've ever had in my life.
I was trying to kill myself, and God said, it's not ready. You're just going to get a good night's sleep.
Hey, now you're at the other side, Steve. How are you feeling? Tell us about your life.
I feel wonderful. I got a little sore throat from my long trip over here, which was beautiful. Besides that, it's right now I focus on a book called The Four Agreements, which is be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personal. don't make assumptions, and always do your best, no more, no less. And basically, God gave me three jobs to do: mind, body, and soul. I read the four agreements for my body, for my mind. I do the treadmill and exercise for my body, and I practice my drums every day for my soul. And I get to come out and meet such wonderful people like you. Because I guarantee you, if I was drinking, I would not be here with you beautiful people. I would be with a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
You are who you hang out with. So obviously I'm hanging out with such great people. I got to be doing something right.
And did you enjoy the footy yesterday?
That was so spectacular. I mean, that was like the classiest party I've ever been to, besides the Playboy Mansion. I was waiting for all the girls to come on with the boobs out and everything. It was spectacular. You throw a hell of a party.
Yeah, well, if Ed went to the Playboy Mansion.
If I was still drinking, I'd still be there.
If Ed went to the Playboy Mansion, he'd put everybody in Collingwood jerseys because that's what he loves to do. You've come in this morning wearing your Collingwood jersey.
Yeah, of course.
Ed's very proud of that, I imagine.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor to be here. And it was an honor to be at that luncheon yesterday. I really enjoyed it, and I felt so good about it. And then when you gave me the jersey, I thought to myself, oh, my God, do I deserve this?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Stephen's in town with Stephen Adler with Adler's Appetite 2018 National Tour. Tickets on sale 9 a.m. today. Stephen, you can go and see you up in Darwin. You're going over to Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane, here in Melbourne at 170 Russell on the 25th of May, and also in Sydney at Max Watts. So we've got all the details out, Rosie, on our social media. Question and answer. Steve's he's a big hugger. Came in, gave us all a hug this morning.
Oh, yeah, it's about hugs, not drugs, people. That's it. I'm getting high on hugs.
Yeah, I love it.
Plus, people coming down to the show. Everybody come down. We're opening up with Reckless Life, and we're ending with Paradise City and everything in between.
Hey, Steve, can I ask you before we go talk about Guns N' Roses, the original?
I didn't go. I ain't going anywhere.
When you decide to leave, Steve, any chance you'll get back with the original Guns N' Roses team? There's a rumor that's going to happen?
There's no rumors. I like to say hello to Fernando. Hi, Fernando. How are you? That's Axel's manager. I've got to be impeccable with my word. That means without sin. I love you, Fernando. I know you're going to do the right thing.
Okay. Well, message there.
There's a chance.
We'll be translating.
That's the one guy who can make this happen. And everybody, go on Fernando, Axel's manager's website, and just bug the crap out of him until he finally gets it.
I guess
and
we're really...
And then puts the band back together.
We're literally asking the question,
I think that's FernandoAxelsManager.com.
You can read...
Fernando's loving me right now.
Sweet child of mine.
I'm going to get a text tomorrow going, what the hell is wrong with you, dude?
We've got to get you back on this, though. That's what we need to get the band back together.
I love you, Fernando.
Congratulations
on the baby.
We better get you out there on our pinball machine because that's Slash's favorite pinball machine
in the world. The AC/DC one?
Yeah, it is. And which leads me to one final question. You were offered the drummer position on AC/DC.
Yeah.
How close and what happened?
Yeah. Well, once they put out the press release that I got kicked out of the band for doing drugs with my band, who I was doing drugs with, they saw that because they're all teetotalers like myself now.
Yeah.
And I'm holding up cups of coffee and cups of tea.
It's decaf coffee.
So once they heard that, you know, that I was messed up on drugs and blah, 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 their phone call ended.
That was it.
That was it.
But hey,
as Mick Jagger said, so you can't always get what you want. If you try sometimes, you get what you need.
And you found it at this time of your life. Steve, thank you very much for being part of our show today.
Thank you.
Deanna, thank you very much. It is a fascinating book. I was reading through it last night. It's called Sweet Child of Mine. There's a lot of lessons in there, and you want to get in and have a look at it. It is a fantastic book.
Also, I have an art collection. You go on StephenAdlerArt.com. And it's each song from Appetite for Destruction. I'm playing with laser sticks in the dark. And you know how when you hear a song, you could feel the emotion?
Yeah.
Well, when you look at the photographs, you could see what that emotion actually looks like. So, here you go. I don't want to mention that, too.
Good. Good stuff, mate. As we said, you can see it at 170 Russell. That's in Melbourne. Tickets at The Experience, Friday 25th of May. A ripping bloke. Came to the footy yesterday, gave so much of himself up on stage as he has this morning. And Deanna has gone through so much over her journey as a mother and also, of course, just a wonderful human being. Thank you for being part of our show this morning.
I thank you for letting us be here with you today.
Yes, it's an honour.
It's an honour.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for dropping by, Stephen, Deanna.
Gee, you quite kicked me right out, right?
Don't worry, he wound up Russell Crowe.
Guns N' Roses on Sydney's Triple M. It's the Grill Team at 21-7. Well, Guns N' Roses and Triple M, they just go together well.
And we've got royalty in the Grill Team studio.
How long is that song? My God.
You tell us, Steve.
You wrote it.
I helped write it.
That one was only 3 minutes. We could have played November Rain.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. Steve Adler, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Welcome to Australia, brother.
I love being here. It's such a beautiful country.
And you're here.
And the people are beautiful. Look at this girl next to me.
Oh, you're
sweet. Oh, my God. I can wake up to you every morning. Oh.
Yeah, you said that to us, and I do on Triple M,
100.4.9.
Yeah, that's right.
You said the same thing to Jenna out there, actually.
Goddamn right, I did.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. That, right?
Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah, she's single.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Where do you people come? You guys are like hybrid alien people. It's just beautiful.
Right. Thanks for the cuddles when you walked in.
Yeah, I know.
You're a good cuddler, this
is a rugby guy over here. Yeah. I want him on my team. God, he is beautiful.
Mate, you're in my gang, brother.
God, he's beautiful.
So, mate, what's doing? Well, you bring the old girl out as well.
Well, does that mean my mom?
Yeah.
I brought my mom, but she's getting ready for something else. I couldn't bring her this morning. Good morning, my queen. Good morning. How are you? And happy Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day the other day.
It was.
So happy Mother's Day again. Yeah. But basically, I'm out here to do some shows. We're going to play All the Appetite for Destruction from beginning to end. And basically, we're going to start with Reckless Life, go back to the very beginning of GNR, and end with Paradise City. Yeah. Where we are right now in Australia.
I'm glad you love it so much.
You're going to catch up with a couple of old mates while you're here? Because remember, Rose Tattoo used to support you guys.
I love Rose Tattoo. I hope they come. I want to do shows with them.
Yeah.
I was hoping we were going to open up for them.
Well, Angry listens to the show, Angry Anderson rules. Yeah.
He's an absolute champion. You're in Sydney on the 26th of May. Go to oztick.com for tickets. No doubt it'll be a sellout.
Please come down. Yeah. I want to give you a hug and show you all my love and appreciation for your great music.
Steve, tell us about the old Use Your Illusion tours.
I wasn't there. That's what I could tell you.
Oh, there you go. I wasn't there.
I could tell you about the GNR ones.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
We would have contests to see who got the most blowjobs in one night. How's that? Is that a good starter for you?
Does that
give you an idea of how it was?
It was awesome.
Who won?
I won every night. Okay. And you didn't have to be hard. And you didn't have to come. As long as the girl put it in her mouth. As long as she put your rig in her mouth, it counted.
Oh,
hard
dear.
Or soft, or as it didn't matter.
Now, Axl Rose, he's a dividing figure. How do you get along with Axl these days?
I love Axl Rose. I'm really good friends with his manager, you know, Fernando. Hi, Fernando. Good morning. How are you, brother? I hope you're doing great.
Yeah.
I guess he was going to come to my show at the Whiskey, Fernando was. But his nanny canceled on.
Oh.
And I didn't know you had a baby, Fernando. Congratulations. That's right. I know you, what, 18 years? And then you don't even tell me you have a baby.
Oh.
Hey, I love you, too.
Hey, Stephen, you're going to explain something to us before about a word that you wanted to...
You know that the F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
That word, everybody thinks it's such a terrible word. You know, like the people say F-U-C-K to you, F-U-C-K-U. And you're an F-U-C-K-er.
Yeah.
Okay. In the old English days, there wasn't people that get married. Okay, there was just couples. And when a couple wanted to get married, they had to go to the king to ask for permission. So they would say to the king, may we fornicate under consent of the king.
Oh.
F-U-C-K.
Oh, wow.
So it's not such a bad word now, is it?
No, it is.
Can I say shit?
Of course you can.
Oh, I guess I just did.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, shit, S-H-I-T, came from in England, they would move manure and sewage to other islands to grow crops.
Yeah.
And the boats that they would put it on, they would leak. So the people who owned the boats had to put what was in, you know, in the boat. Mm. So S-H-I-T, sewage hold in transit. Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Did not so you missed your calling.
You're an effing piece of shit. Okay.
If you want tickets to,
wow. You missed your calling. So you should have been a teacher.
You're a fornicator. Yeah. You're a fornicator in a boat of shit.
Max Watson, Sydney, the 26th of May. The tickets at austix.com.au. Stephen Adler, great to have you in this morning. Lovely to meet you. Thank you for the hugs.
I'm not going anywhere. What are you, nuts?
It's the Grill Team on Triple M.
I was on the treadmill at 5:30 this morning. Not going anywhere. Hey, you got my Adler CD? Can we play a song?
I don't have the CD here. Where is it?
We can get it.
Where's Rowan? I keep telling Rowan he's not Rowan.
Who's
perfect.
Rowan?
We'll track it down. Right, we'll get it in. I got to find a CD player as well in here. It's all digital now. Yeah. But yeah, we'll track it down.
Go to Adler's. Adler, Back from the Dead.
Stephen Adler, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's great
I'm not
to see
going.
You.
I'm telling you right now. I want to see everybody at the show.
James Young. Is on a Friday every week, has been right since day one of this show from the Cherry Bar in ACDC Lane, apart from today, because he's been travelling around with Steve Adler. It was one of the more interesting, stroke bizarre interviews I'd say we've done.
Great
Will.
Fun, really nice.
It was always funny, yeah.
But yeah, it was
kissing
me.
He was a big hugger, wasn't he? Yeah, got a big hug.
Yeah, a kiss as well.
Yeah, James Young has been touring with Steve Adler. He joins us from his hotel room in Adelaide. How are you travelling, James?
Very well. Good morning. Hot breakfast. Got a little bit of an exclusive for you. Yeah, it was Adelaide last night and the night before in Darwin. Now, Steve Adler, former drummer for Guns N' Roses, has been sober for 4 years, but he doesn't mind having a smoke. And at 1:30 in the morning in his hotel in Darwin, he decided to have a smoke in the bathroom, not knowing it was a non-smoking hotel, set off the fire alarm. 3 fire trucks, everyone in the entire hotel evacuated.
Seriously?
And, apparently his mum, who's touring with him, Deanna, 75, she woke up at 1:30, heard the fire trucks and says, "What has he done now?"
He can't
help himself. I will say just quickly, last night's show was a lot of fun at the Gov here in Adelaide, and I was standing in the audience. I was a bit surprised when a tallish gentleman in a denim jacket and a black T-shirt came up to me. Graham Corns.
Oh, Cornsy was there.
Graham Corns, the Guns N' Roses.
Well, Cornsy is an old drummer.
Is that right?
He is, yeah.
That would explain it. And, and a bit of a rock and roll fan. But, it's not quite as lively as it would have been in the past, I don't think. I know Rosemary will be disappointed. But with the no booze backstage rule, I feel like I'm at Camp Eden here.
This is a health retreat for James, touring around with the Guns N' Roses.
That just gives you an insight into James' normal life, isn't it?
He's at Camp Eden. Good on you, James. Thanks for calling through, mate. I know you've had a heap on your plate, but that is an interesting story. We're not surprised.
And is it next Friday for 170 Russell, James? You'll be back in
make
Melbourne?
Yeah, sure you're there. It's a really good show. The band is hot, and once you put the sticks in his hand, he'll never let you down, Steve Adler. So we'll see you all at 170 Russell next Friday. Have a good weekend, guys. Cheers.
Thanks James.